Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, good evening and happy December, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Angel, and it has been a truly, truly joyous experience being with you all these many months and coming up on the last few weeks of the year. I've had some adventures and I've had some fun times the last few days, and it's going to be a crazy, crazy few weeks ending the year as events and activities pull up. So there may be times when I can't make it on because there are things going on in the community. And if that's the case, don't be afraid to connect with me on my website if you want to get information. I am gearing up for the new year and my ability to support what you guys are up to. And I will be out and about in the community. I've got a book coming out, lots of fun stuff coming up in 2018. So I'm looking forward to it. Tonight, my show may be short, as I do have some other commitments that I have to connect with, but I didn't want to not get on the radio and at least engage the energy. So welcome and thank you. My name is Angel. I am your spiritual wake-up call, known in the community as a belly dancing medium. I'm also known as your soul journey medium, my main focus being the light that wakes you up from the shadows that we live in to drive closer to the path towards your life purpose so that you can live your life in joy, live your life in prosperity and in abundance in each and every area of your life, and doing this through the process of connecting to spirit. And that connection to spirit is the one key that you have that no one can interrupt to stop you from getting where you wish to be. So for those of you who listen to me all the time and who have connected, I have been traveling in the last few days, so I have not been my usual receptive self responding as quickly and as attentively as usual. So I do have a large number of messages to respond to, and I thank you for your patience. I want to let you know I will be responding to all my messages beginning tomorrow going into the weekend. So those are my public service announcements. I think I just have a couple of more. And I invite you to visit me on the website, bellydancingmedium.com or souljourneymedium.com. There you will find all kinds of information about how you can connect with me through the primary areas in which I focus. My desire being to be that channel through the doorway that is your destiny to help you bring abundance in all areas of your life. Are you looking for release? Are you looking for your career to explode? Are you looking for abundance and prosperity and financial security? What is it that you desire in this world? Because the divine spirit desires that for you. It is your birthright. It is the wish and the hope of the universe to give you that. And the only thing that's keeping us from it are the doubts and the fears and the blocks that we walk with in every day of our lives. My focus, my friend, is to help you shake off those fears and blocks that keep you from reaching through and finding what it is that you desire to become or to receive. And when you hook up to my website, one of the things I gift everyone with is a free one card angel reading. Now, I started my journey as a card reader many, many years ago, and I have a number of decks that I use as part of the connection, and people love card readings. And so my gift to you for visiting my website is to give you a card reading. And so what you can do, you'll see a message there that says, text me at it's time to wake up. Text that to me at 510 347-342-9024, and you receive a free angel card reading that I will send to you that will, I hope, will give you some support and some enlightenment. And at the end of the day, I can only give you one. If you've received your card reading already for visiting the site, please engage with me and see what else there is to do. You will find that I have a number of ways in which I can work with you. You go to work with me. I can work with you from a 20-minute session through some very robust session packages that I feel may help you get to where you desire to go. Any way in which I would love to work with you. In the meantime, let us move on into today's message and today's readings. I have a number of people online holding. Please hold. I will get to you here momentarily. I just have a couple of things I wanted to share with the community before I started dabbling into the readings. So thank you once more. I wanted to talk about something today that came to me over the weekend. I had the wonderful privilege to be at an event this weekend where I engaged with the community through the New Age Guild. We hosted an event, and it was really cool. I love doing community events, doing expos and presentations and classes and workshops. That's one of the things I do this for, is to get out and play with you guys out in the community. It's my joy to share this information, to lecture, and to be present, and to just help people achieve some sense of completion or support through the messages and such. And in my connection, I was able to get some news that I was actually not aware of as much as I engage in the community. And that was about Doreen Virtue, who's one of my one of the people that I have admired over through the years. And there's a lot of noise going on about Doreen Virtue, who is notable out there in the community as someone who is known for igniting the energy around this whole angel reading process, having a myriad of decks out there that many of us tap into. I use about 7 of them myself, amongst other angel decks that I use. And she has also got some robust programming around certifying practitioners in her process. And she has been practicing for decades around this process and has built quite a brand around her name and lots of respect. And here this year in 2017, Doreen Virtue has become a born-again Christian, has found Christ, and has released several videos and news releases discussing what that looks like for her and for many people, as it was communicated to me, denouncing mediumship and all this hoodoo, so to speak, that's out there. And I was a little concerned when I heard that and did some research. And what I found was that what Doreen Virtue has stepped into is she's connected to the God and Christ energy in a way that she hadn't before. And I was actually very empowered by that, because it was like a confirmation for me around the new energy that's coming through to us. We're being communicated directly through this connection to spirit and how important it is to connect directly. Now, she has become a born-again Christian, yes. She's connected with a church that has given her enlightenment and made her feel powerful and wonderful in the space that she's in, which is absolutely wonderful, and I've got no judgment for that. So if your energy is not real Christian, I can understand how this process may land for you. But at the end of the day, being an angel reader, her energy is very Christian anyway. So it's not a stretch to find that she has stepped in and got this process. But at the end of the day, for all of you who follow her, what I am finding as I connect with my guides and as I hear the message that she's saying, it's the universal message that's coming to all of us right now, is that you have that one direct connection. There is no other connection. Everything else is just messengers that are on the way. And we are being encouraged to remember the connection that we have, the connection that we've been given since the dawn of time. Since the dawn of our existence, our Creator has opened up the doorway through which we can connect with the spirit. He, she, it, God, Yahweh, whatever it is, Allah, whatever it is that you connect with, and that universal being that is at the core of our support system and our existence. There's that one causeway to connect with that direct spirit. There are other beings that are here to aid and assist us, and those with the prophets and the ascended masters, be there Jesus, Buddha, whomever it is that you resonate with. It's not important what you call it. It's only important to you. And stand strong in that. Take a stand for what's important to you. Don't let other people distract from what's important to you. And don't distract other people by what's important to you. Do not judge other people by what's important to you. Because in the end, we will all be judged, right? So if I'm wrong, I will face that in the hereafter. It's not for you to tell me if I'm right or wrong. And that, for my Christian brothers and sisters, because I'm very Christian in my space, that is the foundation of our belief system, is that we want to share the word, but we have no judgment, right? And that's the message that I got in my meditations. I was asked to share that because there is a lot of noise, and I get it, because there's a lot of people that spent a lot of time and resources to connect to this individual's process and to become engaged in their brand. And that's a whole nother conversation, and that's for her and her publishers and the lawyers to deal with. But at the end of the day, looking past that and stepping out of ego and hearing the message that there is to hear is that all of this is a conduit, a flow. It is like working with electricity. You have to plug into the electrical circuit to gain power to ignite whatever it is that you're trying to do. But few of us have the ability to stick our hands into electricity and do anything with it without hurting ourselves. So we have these ways in which we can connect to that electricity, be it through a plug in the wall, the actual socket itself, the mechanism we plug into, creating a generator, whatever it is. I know these are really geeky examples, but whatever it is that we create to ignite and engage with, the direct source is just the conduit. And so your connection to spirit can be engaged directly into the source, or you can connect through the conduit as you grow. When I say connecting to spirit, it's twofold. Connecting to spirit, I am a medium, so yes, we do want, people like to connect to ones and ancestors and all that. But as someone said that I interviewed recently, connecting to spirit for advice is not what there is to do. Connect in terms of loved ones and people who have passed on. You wouldn't ask a dead person how to live a life. It's about connecting to the divine spirit as you look into what it is to do to move forward today. It's about connecting to the energies that can get you there. If you're struggling to get there, through Christ energy, you can get there. Whatever it is that you need to get there, you can build the processes to get there. But my friends, the answer is the divine spirit, and always has been and always will be. There is no other answer but the divine spirit. Call it what you will. I use the term divine spirit because, number one, I'm told to as I work with my guides, but also because it through, there are many, many windows, many, many rooms in my house. It doesn't matter what you call it. Have no judgment by what they call it. Call it what you will, and let your brother and sister call it what they will. And as long as they believe in a divine source, it is an amazing thing. And if they don't believe in divine source, that's an amazing thing too, to each his own. But that's what the message is. And to be awakened, to be awakened to see that when you've been on a course where you thought you saw clearly, and you have the courage and the strength to come out and say, I thought I saw clearly, and I realize now that it wasn't clear. I could see, but my vision wasn't truly clear, and now it is, and this is where I stand. Takes amazing, amazing strength and courage, and I wanted to acknowledge that. My guides wanted me to acknowledge that, and I encourage you to look into it and hear what she has to say as you're going through your evolutionary steps yourself, and know that we're in an age of waking up, and I can think of no greater example in today's realm in the world of mystics of someone who has awakened than Dorian Virtue and what she's doing right now. So that's the end of that piece. I wanted to share that. I do have a number of her decks. I do play with them, and you will see them, and I will still play with them because they are very useful tools, even though for many of these decks that she uses, she has kind of disavowed them because in the space that she's in, and that is okay. In many ways, it is not that different from people who have done everything from stepping up and decided they don't want to eat meat anymore. We make change in our lives, and we are allowed to do that, and that doesn't mean anything. But at the end of the day, when you think about what it means to wake up and open your eyes, I commend you. And I wish you love, and love, and I pray for you, and hope that all ends well as you move through this new area of your life. So that's what I have to say about that. And if anybody would like to ask any questions or add to that as I take calls, I welcome it. In the meantime, thank you for listening. In the meantime, we're going to move forward, and I'm going to take my first caller just to get things started to see who I'm speaking to. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. You're speaking to Nisa.
Hi, Nisa. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm trying to sleep, but I love your show.
It's
yours
hard,
and
huh?
Your sisters.
Got a TV army, right?
Yeah, I got the whole crew.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
Anyway.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have kind of two things on my mind. I'm
okay.
Wondering if this relationship is going to go anywhere. And something about work. Do you see me working on Saturdays on weekend for working with families? And
okay, so which one is the most important question for you right now? What is the most important thing that you want to look at right now? Which one of those two things is more important than the other?
Yeah, I think it's maybe.
You had two questions. Which one? The relationship. Okay.
The relationship.
So, perfect. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a card because in the spirit of what I was just talking about, I have this deck that it's a Dorian Virtue deck. It's called Mary, Queen of Angels, one of her new decks, and Mary being the mother of Christ. And the card that I pulled for you is a card that's called Be Strong, and it says, I pull myself up and do what needs to be done. And when I look at your energy and I look at this card, and what I see is there's hard work here. This relationship is going to be successful. You have to be the one that drives it. You have to be the one that stands up, and you have to be the one that takes it where it needs to go, or you have to be the one that walks away and says, I don't want to do that. Because this relationship is not a flow relationship. And sometimes we're in flow. I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship that's in flow, where it just gets up and it just goes. You kind of just roll in, and it just everything just happens naturally, and it feels good. You wake up 10 years later, and you're still in a relationship. It's like, wow, what was that? This is not that relationship. So this relationship is going to take some work to do, because there's some missing aspects on one side of it. So it's like you have to be yourself, and you have to add to the recipe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a choice here. You have a choice, and your choice being you can maintain the relationship, but it's going to take a little bit of work, and you have to, I do what needs to be done. I'm going to take a stand, and I know that I have to compromise here, and I have to do some extra stuff. Or you can step away, and you can say, I'm worth somebody that has a little bit more kind of going on. So that's the one message that I have for you. I'm going to do another card for you because my question is, what should you do? And the love is always the answer to all of my questions. So you're being asked to really look at how you feel, because love is that's the card. It says love is the answer to all of my questions. So I'm going to ask you a question. You said, do you love this person? Or do you love being in a relationship?
I mean, I like being with him, and I love him, I think.
So you
I
answered
think
the,
I do.
That was the answer, though, right? Because when you
yeah,
love somebody,
I'm
like...
to let go of, yeah. I'm trying to let go of, like, what someone has to be like. I don't think I can... I mean, I can be in life with him or without him. I can do both, basically.
So that's not love, though. That's somebody who wants to be in a relationship, and that's the hard part. Because I do understand. You have to make a choice sometimes between, do I want to just live the life I'm in today and not be in a relationship, or do I want to be in this? I'd rather be in a bad relationship than not be in a relationship at all. That's kind of what it feels like, because it's so hard today, and we don't want to be alone, right? So, you know, many times we get in a space where we feel like if I stop this relationship today, I'm going to be alone for like 90,000 years before the next relationship comes through. But then the next relationship, because you're too busy focusing on this relationship, right? That make sense?
Well, yeah, when we break apart, I just feel like I move on, and then he writes to me, and then all my feelings come back, and I go back. So I'm basically in an open space.
So let me ask you a question. If I was to tell you that if you could release all the energies and release all of the stuff that's making you hold on, and open up the possibilities to cut this cord and move on, and in a month, 2 months, something else would come in, would you be like, okay, let's do that? Something more rich, something more warm, something more wonderful. Would you do that?
Yes, but I like this guy. Yeah, I think I would, but I don't know.
So one of the things that I would challenge you to consider is to do the work. You know, when you go to my website, and everybody who's listening, you can go to my website, and I think I've pointed you in this direction before. You go to the Soul Journey Shamanism link, and you'll see, you know, the chakras that are in play here for you to kind of connect with and see where your issues around. This is about the heart chakra for you. And some of the lower chakras combined, because there's a process of accepting your worthiness of having what you're looking for. So if you could sit down and write everything that you need in a relationship, everything that you deserve, not need, this is like everything you deserve in a relationship, everything that is. Mm-hmm. Meant to be, everything that you could, in the perfect world, if I could wrap it up in a package, it's Christmas, if I could give you a Christmas present with a bow on it and everything, that was the perfect relationship in your mind. You could spend 3 days putting this together and just write everything that you deserve from the looks, the physicality, the behaviors, the type of wealth they bring to the, everything that you deserve in a relationship. Does this person meet those criteria?
The thing is that I don't really know, because I didn't really, this is kind of my first relationship that's actually good.
Oh, okay. That's a big statement.
Yeah.
And that connects to that worthiness conversation that I was having earlier, right? Where you look at, what am I worthy of? Because we all have that first great relationship. But if we all of our
relationships... But I don't think that he's like... I don't feel like he's really like making an effort to see me and...
No,
you
he's
know,
not.
Or really... No.
No, he's not. He's not at all. He's not. He's not giving you everything that you need. He's not, right? He's not a terrible person. No,
yeah.
I'm not getting that, you know, he's not abusive. He's not cheating. He's not that guy. But what it is he's just like, yeah, you know, I'm here. I hear you. Hi. It's just like not putting the work, putting all the work. And then I do see it. You walk away like, screw this. I can't do this. I'm done. And you walk away. You try to get on with your life. And then he comes scratching at your window. And you go, oh, okay, I'm going to try one more time. And so you're doing the back and forth. But the thing is, even he knows he's not worthy of you. You know, it's just you deserve someone that's going to give something more than what you have that he's giving. You deserve that. But as long as you are holding on to him, that's not going to come, because the guy that you deserve, he's not going to come in while you're with something else, because he's not that guy. He's not going to encroach on somebody else's relationship, and you're not going to have room for that person in your heart as long as your heart is attached to somebody else. And part of the work, when I talk about doing the work, you know, this is hard stuff, whether it's a job that's abusive or a relationship that's abusive or that's not the one. This deep soul work, where we're used to wearing a certain pair of shoes, we'll keep wearing those shoes until we learn how to get rid of those shoes. And you said it's the first, you didn't say it was the first great relationship you've been in. You said this is the first relationship you've been in that wasn't bad. Right? That's what I believe
yeah.
you said. Is that what you said? So hear that. You didn't say this was my first amazing relationship. This was my first joyous, loving relationship. You said this was my first relationship that was not bad. So you're mm-hmm. judging what you deserve based upon what you've been in the past, that clearly these were not joyous relationships, and you deserve so much more than that. So it's like, what can we do to help Nisa see, number one, that she's deserving of more? And then number two, releasing the stuff from those past relationships, because it's like a magnet. If you can't shut the magnet down, you're going to keep it pulling this gucky stuff to you. So we got to release that stuff. You have to do the work to release that stuff. And then igniting what you desire, what you truly want, that work of sitting down and training your system to see and know what it is you truly want, that's the work that needs to be done. That's the whole wake up and connect. So everybody has a different thing we got to wake up on. This whole planet needs to wake up, right? That everybody needs to wake up and see what's happening and see who we are and what we are and where we're going. And we all have our different little things that need to wake up on. And for you, it's about waking up and seeing what you deserve in a relationship and moving on, because calling in and asking about this guy every couple weeks is not going to help you move on. At some point in time, you're going to have to decide either put a ring on him and live with him as he is and accept it, or walk away and find the way to clear this stuff so that you can get what you deserve. You deserve to have someone that's going to reciprocate and support and love you in the way that you are deserving of. End of story. You deserve that. You're worthy of that, and that's what God wants for you. And they've got the road prepared for you to do that, but you got to step up and walk onto that road. You got to let this go, or you got to decide that this is what it is and accept it. But that acceptance of it is that compromise, and it just feels like you don't want to do that compromise. There's a part of you that's like, I deserve more. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to move that process forward for you?
Well, we can stay friends and not be involved, maybe.
I don't know if that's going to work, but that's not the question. The question is, what are you going to do for you to move this process forward?
Well, maybe look at what I'm attached about and work more on my deserving.
That's a really good start, and work on what it is that you need, you know, how to see that, because there's more people out
there.
Well,
I need someone that's equally in love with me and does show up for me, takes me out, does things with me more, you know.
Yes. You feel how powerful that was? I don't know if people are listening. How powerful that was when you said it. Somebody who shows up the same way that I'm showing up. You deserve that. It should make you angry that this person doesn't want to give you that. Because you're given that.
Yeah.
Why can't you get that? You deserve it. You've earned it. So because you've earned it, you deserve it, then it's time to get in a space where your life, what you're doing right now in your life, should be about creating a space for yourself where you're generating around what you deserve in life and love, career, friendship, space that you live in. Everything about your life is about what you deserve. That's your block. You are not worthy. But that's not true. You're extremely worthy. And you're worthy because God says you are. So because God says you are, it is done. So the Yul Brynner said in the Ten Commandments, so let it be written, so let it be done. That's who you are. And so for me, when I look at your energy, I see you kind of giving to other people and what they believe you're worthy of. And I need you to take that back and create your energy around what you're worthy of. And it's time for you to do that. There's nothing else that I can do for you in terms of answering that question. It's time for you to start doing the work to get that you are worthy of so much more. If there's anything anyone can do, myself or another practitioner or a book or anything anyone can do for you to help you get that process, that's what there is for you to focus on. Transforming your life around what it is that you deserve in your daily rituals that you engage in the things that you say and how you say it, hearing what you say and taking action on it, saying that you deserve more and then taking action on, well, how are you going to get more? Because you do indeed deserve more. You absolutely deserve more.
Yeah. And it's his loss that he's not, you know,
it is his
gone
loss.
For me.
It is absolutely his loss. So there's nothing for you to trip. There's nothing for you to be upset with. It's just, it's his loss. And he can look at that and either roll with it or he can be sad because he let it go bye-bye. But
yeah,
you're going to move on, and you're going to find somebody extraordinary that wants to stand with you in the same way you want to stand with them. If you're willing to be open to that possibility, but you can't have both.
Yeah.
Because a great relationship's not going to mix with the memory of that awful relationship lingering in the background. As long as you have that guy there, the other guy's not going to come through.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. God
yeah.
bless you. Take care and keep focus. And again, you contact me and, you know, follow me on Facebook and make sure you belong to the email, the mail list if you haven't done so already, because I know you've talked to me here before. But the work for you is truly, truly about, you know, what are you doing to open up your soul, your being, to what you're deserving of. And that's that lower chakra work that you got to do, and then working on your heart chakra and then opening up yourself to the possibilities of love. Okay?
So fourth chakra and what other chakra?
The lower chakra.
One?
So you go to the lower chakras, not the fourth chakra. It is going to be the first and the second. And the fourth. So three of them. 1, 2, 4.
Okay,
root,
thank you.
Root, sacral, and heart. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're welcome, my friend. You take care. Keep in touch.
Yeah, thank
you.
Let me
know what's going,
yes,
all right?
Thanks.
All
okay,
right. Bye-bye.
We'll... Bye.
Bye-bye. Really super cool. You know, having the scenario, we talk about, you know, how this all comes together in our lives. I talk a lot about how we get stuck in this, in the traps, in the repeaters of the things that we've done in the past. And you know, we like to say in relationships, we talk about relationships, we like keep seeing it's the same guy every time. That's what they're talking about. You may have seen in a movie or heard in a song. It's like it's the same guy every time. It's the same gal every time. And when we don't release whatever it is that we've got, we tend to to pull to us the same trappings, the same messages, the same personalities, the same archetypes, and we keep pulling ourselves, go to the same job, end up having the same conversations all the time. Why we're not happy, and we think we're happy, and a year later we're having the same conversation. And it comes down to that every single time. If we do not sit down and do the work to do the release, and I cannot stress enough how important it is to get these, the earlier you get these blockers released, the earlier you get this stuff taken care of, the faster you can move forward in what it is that you desire to do in your life. I'm going to take my next caller. Thank you for holding, this Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
Hi, Angel. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
Okay. I had a job interview last Thursday with a company that's about an hour and a half north of where I live currently, in the same state, New Jersey. I wondered if you see me getting offered that job. Or there's a couple other opportunities that are contracts that I might, maybe those will come through, but I don't know. The other job that I interviewed for is a permanent job.
Okay, just repeat your name for me, please.
Laura.
And you want to know about the interview that you had today, you say?
No, it was last Thursday.
Last Thursday? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing. The first thing I'm going to do here is just pull a card from the deck that I am working. That's why I had you say your name again and see what it is that comes up on
Laura.
That. No, I got you, Laura. Nope, I got you. I got you. She's like, I want it to be clear. Come on. The energy to be powerful. Yes, I understand. Really interesting. So you got three cards here, and the first one I got, it says blessings, and it says, today I count my blessings, small and large, and I notice the new gifts that come to me from God. I got enthusiasm. Whatever I am most passionate about is the direction I follow. And then I have boundaries. I am clear and honest with others about my expectations. Number one thing I can say, three very positive cards. And what I get out of them is you're going to get what you desire out of this, in that you have some clear expectations around where it is you want to go and what it is you want to do in terms of travel. And that's coming up for me really, really large. It feels like you've got a couple of eggs on the fire, so to speak, around what it, the job. But this one that you're asking about on Thursdays, there's a travel parameter that's a little outside of what it is you're looking for. So be honest and clear on that, because they may be willing to work with you. But don't make any don't compromise is what I'm getting, because you've got a lot of opportunity to come to you. There's this, that's what I'm getting. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I'm getting on that. But it feels
so,
very, yes.
So Angel, so I know, see, I wanted to buy a home somewhere around this area. But then I realized that this job opportunity came up, if I did get this job, if I accepted it and everything, I would have to move up closer to that job. I just don't want to make that kind of drive every day to work.
That makes sense then, right? That makes perfect sense for the message then.
But you said there were other opportunities coming.
There are other opportunities,
right?
coming towards you, yes. But it doesn't feel like a closed door. You just have to communicate with them. And, you know, I will tell you the same thing I would tell someone who's asking about a medical condition. You know, the decisions that you make are the decisions that you make. And when you work with a practitioner, we give you insights based on what we get. Make sure that you make the right decision for you, but make sure that you are being honest and clear as you communicate with them, because it feels like there's some area for negotiation here in terms of travel and working from home. There might be an opportunity, but be clear with it. But the travel piece came up for me, something that you had a clear black and white lines around. And that's the thing that I got that was standing in your way on this particular job. So you say that, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. But it's not the last opportunity that you're going to get to choose from. So I wouldn't stress on that.
Are you picking up about the opportunity? Is it a permanent or a contract?
Well, it looks like you're not done with the contract thing because it looks like you got bills to pay and stuff like that. This opportunity that's come, the opportunities that are coming to you and presenting to you are still, they're still kind of in coming towards you. Like there's a fog and they're coming towards you. So some of them look like there's temporary work because you're not going to not work while you're looking. Does that make sense? But there is a full-time, part-time, I mean a full-time venture coming towards you. And that's all I'm seeing. So yes. So I'm seeing it as
yeah.
They're not shutting down the temporary opportunities because they don't want you to shut down your engine, so to speak. Like you need to generate while you're working towards this thing that you're trying to do. And so it's not, it's like you're. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there's an opportunity, a possibility for a long-term contract somewhere around
correct.
Boston, Massachusetts area, which I would be traveling every week back and forth. And
okay.
then there's another opportunity, a two-year contract in the Philadelphia area, but that's on a 1099 instead of a W-2. I want to buy a house, but my
mm-hmm.
mortgage broker told me to make sure I get a W-2, not a 1099.
Because that whole thing is about security and that and such, and they don't want you to be a contractor. They want you to have a job. And so the unfortunate part is that's kind of where we're at. So that's where we're at. So you may have to look at seeing what other kind of support system you can get around helping you with that mortgage company or another company or work with somebody that can help you get past that, because there are other solutions out there. I'm not seeing
okay.
whether or not this opportunity is going to be exactly like the documentation is going to come through perfectly. And I came, you know, my former life, I was in the tax industry. So I understand where they're coming from, but there are other solutions out there for you. So, you know, that company may not be the company to go through if it comes down to it, because the companies today and the environment that we are today, the majority of them in the field that you're working on are going to be giving you a 1099. That's just the environment that we're in, taking advantage of the economic downturn and at the economic pickup to say, hey, we're going to do this because we don't want insurance and Obamacare and blah, blah, blah. So that's a whole different conversation. So you have to work the system on that one. So that one, you're sending out what you need to the universe, and the universe is bringing you the dollars that you need, and they may come in on a different type of piece of paper. Then you got to take that. You got to find a way to work the human systems to work with that. So go back to them, or if they don't want to work with you, then find somebody else that's going to work with you. But don't make the decision on where you need to go based upon what those guys say, because those are the guys that you need to listen to. You need to listen to what you need around your needs dollar-wise and travel-wise. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, it does.
You're welcome. Don't give up. You're almost there, but I do feel like this is going to come together for you really faster than you think. Don't stress on that. Take that stress off of it. If you take that stress off of it, you'll be able to flow through it a lot faster, okay?
Thanks, Angel.
You're
Have
welcome. God
night.
Bless you. You do. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. It's really hard living in the world of humanity when we are really fascinated and connected to the world of spirit. So I understand that. And I just want to do a couple of things. We've been talking for a while. I've got a few more callers here. I've got a lot of callers. I'm definitely not going to be able to get to everyone tonight. So I'm going to encourage you, head over to my website, Soul Journey Medium, and you'll see there a little link that says, it is time to wake up. Text that to me, 510-342-9024. Once again, 510-342-9024. And you will receive a message from me free. Definitely want to hear from you. And you can also go to my website and join my mailing list and receive some really cool stuff, all free, from morning messages to discounts to all kinds of free stuff, including an ebook on some things that you can do to get your life moving in the direction that you wanted to move to. And I ask you to visit me online and like me on my Facebook page, please, which you will see are right there on my website. Moving on to the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I chatting with? Hello? Hola? Okay. Moving on to the next caller. They must be in listen mode. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
This is Angel.
Hello?
Who am I speaking
Hi.
To? Yes?
Hi,
hello?
My name's Monica. I'm Miss Angel. Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. What can I do for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's a privilege. Thank you for taking my call, and it's awesome that you do mediumship. I have a question, and my question is, yes, my mother just passed away, but my question is, did she talk to any doctor that she wanted to go ahead and die? Because like she gave up, because I left for a few hours, and when I came back, she was no longer on life support, and then after that, can you please see if you can answer that question for me? I know.
Okay, I need some clarity on the question, so I'm just going to ask you a couple questions. I just want to make sure I understand what you're asking. So you're saying that your mother passed away, and I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Prayers to you and your family. But your mother passed away, and
yes.
She was on life support in the hospital. Or was she in hospice?
Mm-hmm.
Was it
hospice?
So she was in the hospital, and then you left the hospital for a reason. When you came back, she was no longer on life support?
Exactly.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to know if she told me if they gave up on her, or did she say she wanted to go ahead and die?
I don't feel like she was conscious to be able to have a conversation with anyone. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there was no conversation between what was happening here with the doctors and stuff. It was. It's really hard when it's time for our loved ones to go. So the thing that I would encourage you to do is, kind of take some time to sit down and do you journal?
I've been writing her a journal of love.
What was that?
I've been writing her a journal, like how much I love her. I've been writing her how much
okay.
I love her.
This is what I would like you to do, because the journal is for you to sit down and kind of work through your feelings. And you've expressed how much that you love her, which is awesome. And it's really hard when people depart that we care about. And, it's easy for someone who's not in the situation to kind of tell you it's the natural progression of life. And then we have to live through it. And it's really tough. And I understand that. Lived it and going through it every day like everybody does. But when you sit down and take a few moments in your day to kind of sit down and make that connection that I speak about, where you're making your connection to the divine energy and just ask for be in gratitude, first of all. Always start off in gratitude. And know that the person is in a wonderful space now. And that the presence that they brought to you in this life that you were with them was glorious, and that you appreciate their presence and miss them and wish them well. And ask for forgiveness and give forgiveness for whatever may have happened in the entanglements of this life. And then just journal. And as you're journaling, ask the questions that you have, because I'm feeling like you have a lot of questions, okay? That it was hard for you and you have a lot of questions. And the questions that you have, this person's energy can come forth and kind of share with you. And it was just time. It was a hard struggle. It feels like it was just, the body was exhausted and the soul was ready to go and depart and move on and into the other side. And so let that connection happen so that you can have that release and that completion. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And know that the love is there and that the connection and the bond is there. And that it's nobody's fault, because that's what I keep hearing. There's no fault. No one did anything. And that the forgiveness is there. There's nothing to forgive from her side to your side. You didn't do anything wrong. That's what I get. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and that question is this. What is it that you need to know? What is it that you wanted to say that you wish you had just one more minute and felt you couldn't say? What is it?
It was, Mom, we're having our business coming up next month, and she was going to be my cashier, but and the dream we had for 4 years.
She was going to be your what? Your what?
My cashier.
Oh, your cashier. So she was going to share in the
yes.
glory of the business yes. with you. She was going to stand with you, and you are in a space now where she's gone, and it's hard, right? Because there's pride, and there was the excitement and the thrill to be able to have her stand there with you, right?
Yes.
In this process. Yes. And you feel like you were unable to complete that for her, right?
True. Yes.
You need to know a couple of things. One of the things that you need to know is that she's always with you. And she will be there just as proud, if not prouder, because she's in a more evolved state now, right?
Yes.
And her body just couldn't do it. But her soul will always be there standing with you. The other thing you need to know is that she knows you're strong enough to do this without her. And when she mm-hmm. realized you were, that's when she was able to go. She wasn't able to go until she felt like you were strong enough, right? Now you're
yes.
strong enough. You could do it. You could do it. You can do this. You can do it. Right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So when you're doing the journaling, that was really, thank you so much for sharing. I know that that's tough, but how do you feel now that you spoke that out loud?
I feel good. I feel I needed to say it.
Yeah. And the pride is there. The pride is there. So proud. So proud. And there is no wishing. She will be there because she will be there. You just have to know that, number one, that she's there, and number two, that you're going to be fine. You can do this. You can walk on your own, because she gave you everything that there was to give. It's now, what can you give yourself?
Yes.
So take the time to kind of sit down and you know, the Mother Mary energy is awesome in this scenario, because it's the same. If you can imagine what it feels like to bring a child into the world and have what happened to Jesus happen and to sit and watch it is crazy, right? To
yes.
have to watch your child go through that, knowing that you have to sacrifice your child to bring forth the coming of greatness into our society. That's crazy. Your mother sat and watched you go through everything you went through in your life to reach a point where you could finally do what you want to do. And now you're in. You're about to go into glory, and now she can go and go on and go to paradise, so to speak, and know that you're going to be okay. After all that you've been through, you're going to be okay. That's the gift that you gave your mother before she left, was you're going to be okay now. And she didn't have to fight and suffer and struggle physically anymore, trying to stay here because you weren't going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So know that that is the gift that you gave her.
Oh. Yes.
All right. You get that?
Yes.
It's powerful stuff. And I would, again, you know, I keep hearing like there's this piece of jewelry. There's something that you can put in the area that kind of brings her energy in, so that she's like always there with you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah, she has a. I have a diamond heart with his mom on there.
There you go.
You got it, man.
And it's right next to me.
It's right next to you.
Yes, it's very good.
That's what I keep going. Hey, woohoo! Love getting the hits on the radio, because it's really hard on the radio because the connection is, but it is what it is, and it's a wonderful energy that you're stepping into. You've got a lot going on that you're stepping out of, and this is something that you need to celebrate. So it's like that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, at the end where the bell rings and he acknowledges that's the dude getting his wings. There you go. Just know that she's out there all the time. Everything you do, she's there, and she's not going anywhere. She's always there, and you can connect to her anytime you want to. Anytime you want to, you can connect to her. She left on her own terms, okay? And you have nothing to feel about that other than joyous release. And you know, you need to process that, okay? If there's anything I can do to help you with that, I would love to sit down with you if you can, to help you release that. I'm running out of time here, but just visit me on my website there, Soul Journey Medium or BellyDancingMedium.com, and connect with me. Claim your free reading if you haven't done so already. But let me know how things are going. Let me know how your business opens up. I would love to hear how that goes. And just be in joy, knowing that she's at peace and that she's with you. It's a beautiful energy, and God bless you. I hope everything goes well, and stay in touch, okay? Are you still there? Are you still with me? Did I lose you?
Yes, okay, hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
So I can hear you. Okay.
It was an honored.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Take care. And for the rest of the listeners, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Have a joyous evening. And remember what I say every time we talk. Wake up and connect to spirit and open your life to the endless possibilities. God bless and good night.